And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Big Bloody Beautiful Legend. I have a couple of things that I want to get off my chest. Point number one. I'm sick and tired of people in this household. I want to leave. I want to leave this house. I want to die. Take me. Sanyas chahiye mujhe. I want to leave this house. I want to go to the hills. I want to raise sheep. I want to raise goats. I want to raise sheep. I want to have a couple cows. I want to eat grass, like twigs in my mouth. And I want to remove, like, you know, like a fucking cow. I want to do that. I am sick and tired of people in my house. I tried to record 4 times yesterday. No matter what someone barges in. Even if I lock the door, like, you know how much it pisses me off that you can, the audacity in people to then bang at my door and say, open the door, Karan, I need to come into your room. Why? You have nothing in this room. You just want access to me. No. That's where I draw the line. And I'm all for, like, okay, see, I don't believe in the ideology that, oh, you have your space and your parents can never enter your space. And all. Okay, I understand. We live in an Indian household. It's not like I'm a fucking trillionaire or something that, like, I can have 7 different rooms. Sometimes you share a room. Sometimes you have different shit, right? Sometimes, like, that. Like, see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 cupboards behind me, okay? 4, like, doors behind me, which is a whole cupboard. Whatever, right? You get my point. One of them, my mom has kept ghar ka papers and all that stuff. Like, you know, important documents. I don't know if I should say this on the air, but yeah. Abhi bol diya to bol diya, abhi aur kya. And like a couple of jackets and all that she doesn't use, okay? She's put that. So I told her, don't keep things that you need regular access to because I don't want you to enter my room regularly. Understandable, right? You keep shit that you don't necessarily need all the time. But considering that we live in an Indian house, which where space is space is a problem, right? I understand why, right? I get it. It's a problem. So you can, I don't need more than 3. I'm very happy with this. I'm more than happy. I have a new room, like my TV room originally, ab mera room. Matlab aur kuch kya hi chahiye? Like jo bachpan mein jo sapne the ab jaake pure ho rahe hain, but ho to rahe. Sapna toot ke chhan se. Aisa sab hota hai, samajh rahe ho? All this happens in my life. And I understand, which is why I got this room. Which I didn't have when I was a kid. My brother and I have always shared a room. Right? And there have been times where if I keep the fan on low and my mom and my brother, my dad and I are like slow fan. So I've had to sacrifice talking to people over the phone at night. Like I could be courting women. I could be curving these women at the age of 11 onwards. But nahi kar paya. Kyunki whenever they desire, they could enter my room. What is this noise? What is this noise? See, exactly. Raat ko record nahi kar sakte because I make too much noise. And people wake up. And dupair mein ye dunya zalim. No matter what happens, life is always going to fuck you in the ass. But on that note. Hello and welcome, you big bloody beautiful legend. I'll tell you something interesting. Parents have no respect for your personal space. I've come to that realization. They will not respect your personal space. I don't know what happens in other countries and all. India mein toh nahi hai, bro. Like, see, you can all go, you know, Western culture. That's why they're all depressed. And all, but that's why also they can have relationships when they're 16 without having to hide their phone and save their girlfriend's number as Altaf Mechanic or Shafiq Mechanic. You can make that argument that, oh, that's why they're depressed because they're always, you know, individualistic culture. Here we don't have it. Bro, do you know how many people have mental health issues in India? Don't tell me. Dude, if you go down that rabbit hole of who's which country is better, you're going to fucking lose your mind. Okay. Parents don't respect your personal space. My room just got remade. This is the new setup that you're seeing. Okay. Like I've been live streaming and all also in that setup only. So this now is my new setup, right? They don't respect your personal space. I was trying to record yesterday and my dad's like couple friends had come home to show them the new room. They entered the room. First, I had locked it, okay, because I knew someone will try to enter. they made me open the door. They were like, Karan, it's important. My dad started saying from outside, Karan, bahut important hai, darwaza khol. So I went and I opened the door. And it's him and his friend. They have entered my room and they're checking out the room. And his friend started like, guys, Sanju, room is well made up. Karan, well made up. Who picked out the tiles? Shut up. What do you mean, who picked out the tiles? Did you even ask me, hey Karan, can I come in? You can't ask. Who? I'm not saying that, you know, take my permission for it. I'm very like, even when I grow up and I have like a family and all, I don't want locked doors and all in the house. Like, you can't have that. Like, your space is different, but doesn't mean fucking you can hide and all. Like, no. I get that, right? But what if I was jacking off? I want to, next time someone, so this room is newly done, right? The room I'm in. People will, whenever someone comes to see my new room, I am going to start beating my fucking meat. So that whoever wants to come in and check out my new room cannot. And if they do, they're traumatized. Fuck you, you deserve it. Who cares what I've done with my new room? Do you care? If you're watching, do you care? Karan ka room kaisa? No, you don't. You have shit to do. You're eating your Doritos and maybe enjoying an iced tea. Who gives a fuck? Mind your business. Like, why don't Indian parents know how to mind their business? Like, mind your business. Like, what I'm doing. Like, I can't. Dude, this is a problem. Like, when I'm recording, I lock the door so that by chance someone has to come into the room to get something or someone needs something. And I understand people want to enter a room. It's okay. Maybe just someone wants to take a walk and see what you're doing, man. That's also fine. It's not like I'm some too much of a private person that I don't want you to enter my room. But what's with not minding your business? Mind your business. I'll do whatever I want. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I just spat on my mic, by the way. You know, this all doesn't go up on Instagram, right? All this is on YouTube, it's okay. If you see me spit on the mic, it's fine. I'm going to throw it here too. Okay, by the way, this is my friend's thermos mug that she brought to my house while she was, like, in the evening. She came home from work and, like, we're chilling and she got this from work and she forgot this. Now it's mine. I have possessed this mug. It is under my possession. You leave a bottle in my house, you ain't getting it back, son. You leave a bottle. This is a rule number one. Finders keepers. You leave this bottle in my house, it's no more yours. Iska cap kahan hai mujhe pata nahi hai. I don't care. Isme to main pani bhar ke pee raha hu. Abhi black coffee hai. But isme to main bhar ke pee raha hu jo bharna hai mujhe. Fuck, man. Was that too loud? Sorry. But point being. Yeah, man. Nobody respects personal space. I'm serious. Like, they entered my room. They proceed. The fan is a little like off, okay? The fan is new and uska like fan ka fitting rehta hai, thoda off hai. They, both of them started fixing it. I am sitting here, like, you can see the setup. They can see the setup. No questions about, Karan, are you doing something? There is a camera, like, what I'm looking at, it's a setup. It's on a stand. I've all of this here. I have a microphone. Do you not know? There is something I am doing, right? I'm not just sitting. Something to I'm doing. You enter, you see this, oh, Karan, are you busy? Is it that difficult to ask if you're busy? We'll come back 10 minutes later. Karan, are you busy? Hey, Karan, are we disturbing you? What's with these phrases? Do you not know the phrase, mind your business? Fuck off. Fuck off. Nah, man, I'm sick and tired of it. But, yeah, man, I was fucking, I don't know, man, what's going on within the fucking world. I think we have to talk about this. A lot of people have asked, Karan, what is your take on the Russian-Ukrainian war? Firstly, neither am I Russian nor am I Ukrainian. and I don't see, there's so many people are talking about it, the internet is full of it, so my voice is gonna, like, you know, it's gonna be under the radar. Only 10-12 of y'all are gonna watch this and listen to this, so y'all will know, and y'all know me, so I don't have to mince my words. Okay, well, see, I think, like, if you're living under a rock, right, maybe you are, and the only thing you consume is this podcast, which then I'm worried for you, then you might know too, Russia and Ukraine are, like, you know, they're fighting, right? Russia, like, Vladimir Putin woke up one day, he told Ukraine, hey, you want to join NATO? I don't want you to join NATO. Ukraine goes like, yo, I have been wanting you to join NATO since 2008. Vladimir Putin goes like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. So there are apparently two spots. I don't know the names of these spots, but two spots in Ukraine that are apparently, they want to be a part of Russia. All right. And that's at the border. So no shit. It's typical like country war, Pakistan, Kashmir, India shit. I mean, Kashmir is a part of India and I will always stand by that. And not like I'm trying to be anti Pakistan or something. I don't give a fuck. Right. But dude, you can't fucking barge in. Abhi boundary ban gaya hai na yaar. Toh chup hai aap, chup, just shut the fuck up and sit in your country, man. Just sit. Focus on cleaning up your country. Stop, like, laga, okay, see, so you can never trust another country, right? Is what it is, like, it's, you can't, like, if you, tijori khulla rakhega, koi paisa to aage leke hi jayega koi, theek hai? I understand that, right? I'm not delusional in that regard. But how about you arm the border heavily, right? And then fucking focus on your shit. Tell your soldiers like, yo, if these motherfuckers take another step, shoot them in the head. We've all decided that this is the border. If you see them fuck with us, shoot them. Kill them, you have my permission. But I am gonna go because Moscow mein pani kharab hai and I have to fix that. Right? You do that. But you have a problem. Like, see, like, I think it's a larger thing at play is that it's all about making the Soviet Union together. Like, bring back the good old days of fucking USSR. Who all were there in the Soviet Union? Let me check. See, I know, what were the Soviet Union countries? Soviet Socialist Republics. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Yes, USSR. Was established in 1922 through an agreement between Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Transcaucasus, modern Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan. Even Croatia, wasn't Croatia a part of Russia as well? I think Croatia was also part of Russia. Wait, let me look that up. Was Croatia part of the Soviet Union? The economy of SFR, Yugoslavia, and thus of the Socialist Republic of Croatia was initially influenced by the Soviet Union, as the Communist Party of Yugoslavia was a member of the Communist International. Yugoslavic Communist. Huh? Ooh, yes. Yugoslavia bhi khatam ho gaya na? Slovakia and Yugoslavia split into what? I think Yugoslavia. Yeah, Yugoslavia to kafi sare the. They also split. 1992 mein, I think they split. 1992. Yeah. 1992 mein they split. Kafi sare split ho gaye the. But point being, all of that aside, Vladimir Putin goes like, yo, y'all wanna be a part of NATO? I don't want you to be a part of NATO. Bring back the good old fucking days of USSR. Bring back the Cold War. Let's end it all. Let's just go. Let's go to World War III. Let's go. My brother and I and my father, all men. Now, you know, this is the bring in all the women also. I don't know. That's another thing. Bring everybody who wants to fucking fight. Just force feed guns and ammunition to everybody. Let's just go to war. We are not involved. India is not involved, right? We refuse to vote, right? We abstain from voting. Let's just all go to war. I don't even have a take on this. I don't even have an opinion. Let's just end it all. What's the point of living like civil people anymore? Who cares? Let's go. Let's fucking go. You want to invade Bangladesh? I'm in. Let's start. With the weakest country we see. Let people in Maldives are chilling. Fuck Maldives. Maldives mein bahut scuba diving karna hai na bhosdi ke tere ko. Dolphin watching karna hai. Chal maa ki aankh. Sala. Let's go. Let's just all go to war at this point. I don't care. Who cares? What is life? What's the point of living anyway? Anyway, some dude in Ukraine might be fucking chilling. And there's a I saw this video of a man who was just chilling and driving his car, probably going. He's an old dude just in his old car, most likely a poor man, just driving back home. Russian tanks went out of their way to drive over him. Can you imagine you're driving your car and you see a tank and you're trying to tell the tank, nah lad, meri biwi bimar hai, uske liye dawai lene gaya tha. Fuck lad, my kid has allergies, I just had to run to the chemist to get a Allegra. Nah, fuck you. The car is going like this. The Russian tank was maybe like at least half a kilometer away when they started off. But they somehow spotted him. So they started driving towards him, intercepted him, ran him over and bounced. Like, do you not see the problem with that? Like, what are you doing, man? Fucking let the guy go home. Uska ghar dikh raha hai, usko wahan pe wo bol raha hai, chacha mera ghar idhar hi hai. My kids are, I'm tired. I'm going to die in the next 48 hours most likely. I went to buy a pack of last cigarettes. I want to smoke my last Marlboro menthols. Can I do that? No. Fuck you. Your country wants to join NATO. What did I do? I just want to smoke some ciggies. I just want to have a chocolate milk one last time. Let me just go get some chocolate milk real quick. No. Fuck you. Fuck your country. Fuck Zelensky. Fuck everybody. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck everybody. Kill yourself. If you are not, come under this tank willingly or I will drive it over you and bury your family. You will never see them ever again. This is where we are right now at this point. And look, man, like, I'm not the best. Apan MUN mein to jyada jeette the nahi, theek hai. MUN mein matlab, like, dude, I was in the Model United Nations. All I did was voted yes or no, which I didn't even know I had no idea what I was voting for. Log H1 क्या क्या H1 मन कर रहे थे हार्वर्ड मन हैदराबाद मन क्या मालूम मेरे को कौन सा मन ही मन खेल रहे थे लोग अपने को क्या मालूम क्या कर रहे थे हम आई वाज ट्राइंग टू लाइक फाइंड स्मॉल ऑफ मिनिएचर्स बिफोर बिकॉज इट वुड बी फनी टू गो ड्रंक टू अ मॉडल यूनाइटेड नेशंस इन माय ओन स्कूल हा सूट के इधर डाल के टॉमी शेल्बी माफिक I was trying to do that, so I don't know shit about geopolitics. Dude, I don't even know how to set up a live stream with the camera being something else apart from my webcam. The fuck do I know about geopolitics, right? I don't know jack shit. But so it all just seems like a fucking facade, man. Like, it's all just a way to dominate the world and, like, anyway, Vladimir Putin is fucking notorious for killing people, right? Like, he's a KGB spy. Like, this podcast, if he sees this and I say something like dictator, maybe then alarm rings. Like, every time someone calls him a dictator, there's an alarm in Russia that goes off and air strikes. Within the next 30 seconds, there's going to be a bullet in my skull. Do you see a red dot here? No? It's very soon. He's busy right now, but within the next 45 seconds, there's going to be a red dot on my forehead from the mangroves. My house doesn't even face another building. This window that's behind, like, y'all can't see it, but it's there. There's a window there which faces the mangroves. There is going to be a shooter from the mangroves that is going to point a fucking laser in my head and shoot me right in my skull because I called Vladimir Putin a dictator. That's what's happening. He's calling the Ukrainian president a neo-Nazi. I'm sure, like, Ukraine's got a shit to deal with, right? There might be elements of neo-Nazism in Ukraine. Like, okay, let's see. Let's fact check here. Ukraine's neo-Nazi problem. It's a Reuters report. Can we trust Reuters? We can't trust Reuters, right? As Ukraine's struggle against Russia and its proxies continue, Kyiv must also connect with a growing problem behind its front line. Far-right vigilantes who are willing to use intimidation and even violence to gather their agendas. January 28th demonstration in Kyiv by 600 members of the so-called national militia is formed ultra-nationalist group that vows to use force to establish order. What is the point? They want Nazism? What do they want? I don't know, man. I'll try and screen record what I'm doing. Wait. While it's true that private militias no longer rule the battlefront, whom Kyiv needs to worry about, blah, blah, blah. Fuck this. So there is right-wing group, nationalists present in our fucking Ukraine as well. I'm pretty sure that's why Vladimir Putin wants to get rid of them. But the Ukrainian president himself is a Jew, and his grandfather fought Hitler. Like, seriously, his grandfather fought Hitler. Literally fought Hitler. I don't know how. But yeah, man. At this point, God knows where we are, man. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. I just want to live. I just want to be happy in life. And so do you. It's not about me, I know. It's about Ukrainian lads. People that are dying for no reason. Like, I don't understand. It is what it is, man. Like, my take and my commentary is not going to be of any use. I don't even know, like, y'all know shit. I don't think there is anybody who has an opposing view. Apart from, like, China and shit like that. If you're Chinese, like, share, and subscribe. But apart from that, go fuck yourself. Point being, something that really pissed me off. Like, I don't want to make this about India or about Indians or about our country or whatever. But there was a dude who, I forgot this guy's tweet. Wait, let me check. Tweet about CAA, NRC and Ukraine. Later on, afterwards. So there was someone who tweeted, if you find this person, please tell me who this person was. I'm not going to do anything. I just want to read the tweet out correctly. Someone tweeted, there's a student in Ukraine who, during the CAA NRC protest, there was a student during the CANRC protest, a student who's studying in Ukraine. He has now protested. He had protested against the CANRC and called the government of India fascist at that time, right? And now he's asking the government of India to call him back, get him back home safely from Ukraine. And someone tweeted that and said how, oh, 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 you were against the country and now you want the country to defend you. You want the country to protect you. You see the sarcasm in what I'm saying? Like, do you see this? I think his name was... Is it Ayushman Saxena? I hope I'm not going to slam any random person. I don't want to say anything mean about some random person. Okay, this guy has nothing to do with this. Sorry, guys. I don't want to be mean to Ayushman Saxena. But yeah, basically, the guy goes like, how can you ask? Like, basically, this guy goes like, there's a student in Ukraine right now who's asking the government of India to bail him out. But he called the government of India fascist when CANRC protests are going on. Like, do you not see the problem with that? The audacity for someone to say some shit like that. Like, I don't even know which, like, I think it was some verified Twitter account that said it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? How inhuman can you be? to have the audacity to say that you protested against your government, not even the government of India, a political party. There's a big difference. Nobody hates the government of India. People hate political parties, which is in your perfect right to do so. You, even if you say it is anti-national to hate the government of India, I don't know. I actually don't know if it is or it's not. There is great philosophical points for either position. But there's a difference between the government of India and the political party that is leading the country. There's a big difference. You can hate your prime minister, you can hate your home minister, you can hate your local BMC representative, but you cannot hate, like, the idea is, you should be able to hate the ideology of a person. Why can't you fucking hate the ideology? I hate it. You, Adolf Hitler was an asshole. You can't hate his ideology or what? You can criticize that, right? Doesn't mean you... Fuck this bell. Doesn't mean you have to criticize. Like, there's a difference between criticizing a person and criticizing the country. The country is not shit. The country is great. Right? We're a fucking phenomenal country. Like, we're doing next level shit. We're also in horrible spots in life. But the country is fine. Leading political parties are the ones that are fucking irritating. That's the problem. So the audacity of this person to say that, oh, you criticize the country, you criticize the government of India during CAA, now we won't bail you out. Like, it's almost like fucking, you are at my mercy. You are at the mercy of the government of India. And back in the day, you were rising up and you were saying, we are all fascist and shit like that. And now look at you begging for mercy. Firstly, you're a degenerate if you say that. Do you not understand, like, common sense nahi hai kya yaar? It's the same thing like your parents telling you that till the time you're under my house, till the time you're under my roof, you'll behave as I tell you to do so. And if you protest, I'm going to beat you with a fucking belt. I'm going to heat the buckle of the belt and I'm going to smack it on your face and leave a mark. And if you complain and then say that I'm not giving you food, you are a dumbass. You are a hypocrite because it's like your parents are beating you. Okay? It's like you're getting beaten by your oppressor. Okay? And you complain about it. And then when you ask for food, because you are 11 years old and you cannot cook or earn for yourself, your parents tell you, fuck you. Now look who's come begging for mercy. Bitch! This is my home too. I'm just 11. That kid out there is also like, he cannot criticize a policy. You cannot criticize. It's like you saying that you are using a Hyundai car. Hyundai to abhi to bahut gaand marane chala gaya. Let's take another car. It's like you're using a Maruti Suzuki car. Okay. You're driving a Maruti car. It's like you're driving a Maruti car. And while you're driving it, you complain about its mileage. Okay, you say, "Arey yaar, okay." It's like you're driving a Maruti car and your power windows aren't working, and you go like, "Fuck, yaar, Maruti ka yehi problem hai, power window nahi chalta." And then you fucking go to the service center and you say, "Guys, what the fuck? My power window is not working. What bullshit service are you giving me?" Then when you want Maruti to give you a service, they come to you and say, "You know what? Grovel at my feet, bitch." When you were complaining about what? You know, you see what I'm saying, right? Maybe my thoughts aren't pieced together as well as I would like them to be, but you see what I'm saying, right? Like, it doesn't make sense. How much of a degenerate do you have to be? Like, I am a part of this country. Can I not criticize things? So when Congress was in power, if you could, see, and then it's like the whataboutism, okay? Like, I also don't want to do whataboutism. I'm making it clear, I am being whataboutism-ish right now, okay? I'm doing whataboutism. For example, if today Congress comes to power, right? Let's say Aam Aadmi Party, whichever. I don't like any of these fucking parties. Let's say they come to power, right? If a person who is anti-Congress complains about Congress, do they not deserve a water pipeline connection in their household? Like, what logic is this? So just because you are getting a service, so today it's seriously like saying the police comes and saves you from getting beaten and you complain that police like, you know, just because one part of the country you're complaining about doesn't mean the other part you don't respect. And so you can never have a complaint. You can never complain. Complaints would, you can never say that this is not right. That I have a different political ideology than yours. Like, think about, I don't know, man. It's just, it's... Oh, I'll leave you with a quick stupid story. This is very fucking funny. I was talking to one of my friend, and she was saying, okay, this is like, you know, when football's going on right now, and you know, like, everybody's the situation we're in football right now is that Ronaldo and Messi, being the two greatest, you know, footballers almost to ever live, in the next few years they're gonna retire, right? And I was kind of emotional about that. I was like telling my friend, I was like, you know, I was watching football, and I was watching the Manchester United game, and Ronaldo was, you know, not performing. I was like, I can see, you know, like, I can see that there's just a couple of years left. I was kind of emotional, right? Because this reminds you of your own mortality, because there's a point where he's unstoppable, where Lionel Messi is fucking unstoppable, right? Messi's on another tangent, like, they're killing it, right? And you think that this is, like, this is never going to end, but then now you're here. You're 23, you're 24, and you see these people grow older, and you see the difference. And you know, it reminds you of a, like, it's an emotional thing. And my friend goes like, "Tum log kya bachche log ho gaye? Main so emotional about football for no reason. Main aasa children. Even when y'all grow up, y'all aasa children." I was like, "What? What do you mean? I'm very emotional right now. Like, and she's my close friend, so I was kind of emotional. Like, and I can be emotional about this, you know? I was like, I've grown up playing the sport. I have seen these two. They're my idols, right? In terms of the sport, at least. And they're my idols, and they're retiring. It reminds me how when I was a kid, I thought these were unstoppable people, but time stops everybody. And I was saying all this, okay? I'm like, you know, time puts a stop to everything in life, no matter what, you know, no matter what happens, we all come crashing down at some point. No matter what happens, samay ki... What? Samay ki chabi sab kuch ko tala maar deti hai. Shit like that I was saying right in my own head. Like, the key of time locks everything up once and for all. And fucking time and tide waits on no man. All that bullshit I was thinking of. And she goes like, "Men are such children and this and that. Like, y'all are so emotional. Y'all are such... this is why, you know, men are so immature. That's why I cannot find a boyfriend, you know. That's why I'm like... all the guys I have ever dated are so immature. They care about Messi and Ronaldo, and whenever they retire, everyone starts crying and shit like that. Whenever footballers retire, they start crying. This is why I don't want a boyfriend, you know." I was like, "Bitch, you fucking hypocrite. When One Direction split, tum log nase kaat rahe the apni, yaar. Talwar leke nikal pade the sadkon pe ke nahi, hum nahi jaane denge. Zain ko hum nahi jaane denge. Like, that's how y'all were roaming around the streets like, nahi, nahi. Maro Zain nahi jaye. Nahi, don't let him go. Don't let him go. No, what am I going to..." Shut the fuck up, man. There were women who killed themselves. This is very sad, but there were chicks who killed themselves. Aur idhar aadmi, yaar, ek minute ke liye emotional nahi ho sakta hai, yaar, ki duniya aage badh rahi hai. I have to soon make my life. It reminds you of a sport you played as a child. Something that my heart and soul belongs to. Something that if in another life, I wish I would have been this footballer, right? Huh? 2 minutes, 2 minutes. In another life, you wish you would have been another person who would have played football, and maybe you would have been up there. This is a problem. But on that note, I think I've kept you all too long. Sorry, there was a little discombobulated app. There was too many pauses and shit like that. I'll be sure to figure it out next time. Yo, I'm Joho. Welcome to the Current Kapadia Show.